Hi guys, welcome to episode 14 of the Self-Propelled Flower podcast. In today's episode, we will be talking about the pressure to do more and why you are stressed. Without further ado, let's get into today's podcast. Hi guys, welcome to the Self-Propelled Flower. The Self-Propelled Flower is a Christian community that I have created to be a source of communication, conversation, and education for young women. Why did I create it? To be simple, I just want to be who I needed when I was a young woman. Who am I? I'm Tapiwa Simukwai. I'm a Christian. I'm a wife. I'm a mother, a lawyer, and an academic. I hope that this platform can be a source of wellness and development for young women. Thank you so much for joining us. There are some issues that I would like to address. This is something that has been on my mind for some time, and I guess this is something I've wanted to talk about, especially coming off of, I think, November last year or something. I was on the road, and I think I had more time to think, I had more time to analyze, I had more time to study different people. And something that has been bothering me and I would like to address is this pressure to do more, this pressure to be more, this pressure to be somebody, this pressure to be, especially for young women, my gosh, this pressure to do more than you should be doing with the way you are. So there's a few things that I'd like to address, which I think ultimately lead up to this pressure to do more. And this stress that everyone seems to be experiencing about where they are, what they're doing. And believe me, you, even I feel it. But I think it's getting to a point where young women are actually beginning to lose their minds. So let's address it. Number one, the first issue I think this is about having unrealistic expectations. You know, there's a, where do I even start from? There's so much on my mind. I need to get this out. Okay, let's start from here. I think there's a system to life and a pattern to life that has and was always a status quo. And I guess it's a life, maybe people say, oh, that's a life our parents lived or something, where it was okay to like go through school, you know, to go to uni or to use your skill and build something for yourself. But there was no pressure to like have the iPhone, have the fancy stuff, have the fancy cars. That pressure wasn't there. But all of a sudden, we have this buildup of unrealistic expectations of where you're supposed to be it at a particular age or at a particular stage. It's become an issue of comparison, and that's also another issue. But anyway, let me stick to the unrealistic expectations. I think for young women, we need to be very realistic for where we're supposed to be and enjoy where we are. I don't know if this makes sense. You don't need to have the Jeep today. You don't need to have the apartment by yourself today. And if you do, amazing. If you don't, there's no pressure. It's a bit unrealistic to expect that of someone who is where you are. And there's no need to put pressure on yourself and be stressed about it. Also, there's this issue of comparison. With social media, we always talk about it. You're more aware of what other people are doing. And if you're comparing yourself to where other people are, girl, don't. It's not worth it. Half the time, you don't even know where those other people are coming from. I think the unique thing about life is that we all come from different places, and that means we will probably end up in different places. We don't all have to have the exact same life and do the exact same things that other people are doing. So why are you even comparing yourself to someone who didn't sleep in the same bedroom that you slept in? Why are you even comparing yourself with someone who lived a life you're not even aware about? You people are meant to end up in different situations, and there's nothing wrong if you feel like your situation is lesser than where you should be, but it's not cause for concern. It's not cause for stress. There's no pressure. Relax. Calm down. Trust me. There's literally no pressure. I think the other issue is also failing to live in your season and realizing that if you're at school, that's the season you're in. You're in a season where you just have to study and pay attention to what you're doing. If you're building your startup, that's the season that you're in. There's no pressure. Trust me, 100% of the time, maybe 99% of the time, none of us are even looking and saying, oh, she's not doing what she's supposed to do. Believe me, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And that's the season that God has allowed you to be in. I want to take you back to scripture because Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 to 8 says, to everything there is a season. Just that for me is like, mind blown. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Girl, I just want to take you back to the scripture. In case you didn't hear, there's literally a time for every single thing. Every purpose under the heaven has a time. And just because you're in your build-up time doesn't mean, you know, there won't be a breakup time or a breakdown time, you know. Just because you're in your time of mourning doesn't mean a time of dancing won't come. Just because you're in your planting season doesn't mean a harvest season won't come. Live in the season that you're in. There's absolutely nothing wrong with living in that season and making the most of that season. Also, there's just a pressure to do more nowadays. You know, where you just have conversations with people and it just seems like everyone wants to appear to be doing more. I personally honestly don't get it. Sometimes I feel it, yes, but it's gotten to the point where people are actually crazy. Like, people are actually mental, guys. You know, it's gotten to the point where I even avoid crowds and groups of certain people because I'm like, all the conversation will be about is what I'm doing, what I'm on, and I'm like, can we just relax for a second and calm down and just enjoy the season that we're in? Oh my gosh, I am so big on this, and I've really been meaning to talk about this because there's nothing wrong if you're up to nothing. There's nothing wrong if you're maintaining the status quo. There's nothing wrong as long as you're living the most of that season, as long as you're working in the purpose that the heavens has for you in that season, and you're working hard, you're working your best. Girl, there's absolutely nothing wrong. You know, there's so many times when I think of goals and vision boards and dreams and all of this, those things take time, and there's nothing wrong with the fact that they take time. There's nothing wrong that you haven't achieved and you're not kicking buckets down and saying, oh, that's done, oh, that's done. There's absolutely nothing wrong. You can live in your season and enjoy your season. For me, I purposefully avoid people and places where I know the conversations will be about, oh, and then this, oh, and then this, and then I'm up to this, and then I'm up to that. And then when I'm quiet and I'm not saying anything, it's like crickets. There's no contribution from that. I just don't want to purposefully place myself in awkward situations where people are talking about always doing more. Because guys, when do you rest? When do you actually just rest? I remember coming off of the trips that I did for work, and I got home and I just told my husband, I'll do nothing. Initially, I picked a book and I said, you know what? I'm on leave. I can read. I can do what? And I told myself, Tapio, do you know you can actually do nothing and be fine? You can actually rest. Not this fake deep rest that people talk about where today you're resting, tomorrow you're up. No, like for a whole month, I did nothing. Some of you will be offended to hear this, but trust me, even when I had the time, I had the energy to do the podcast, for me, the Holy Spirit just told me, Tapiwa, it's your nothing season. And there was not a single problem with that. I barely got out of the house most of December into January. I was literally just home, just sitting and just living in that season of nothingness. Not a single productivity came out of me. Not a single nothing came out of me. And I think for me, that was one of the first times where I actually made the most of my nothing time. You know, because most times I would like be home and tell myself, okay, this is your rest time. This is your nothing time. And I would be there up going to do a massage. I'd be up going to do my nails. I did nothing. I looked like a hobo every single day and it was fine. And I'm alive and I'm functioning and there's absolutely nothing wrong. And I want to make people realize like there's nothing wrong. And when you look back at it, when October came and I was doing all of those up and downs, I made the most of that season as well. I enjoyed the places I went to. I interacted with different people around the country. Like I did as much as I could for that season. So much so that when the month came where I had time to rest, I wasn't shaken because I had given myself to a completely different season and there was nothing wrong with me just sitting back and relaxing. And some of you would message and be like, oh, the podcast, all this. And I knew that for me, it was my nothing time. And there was no pressure for me to do more. Absolutely. In as much as I wanted to do more, there was absolutely no pressure for me to do more. But the difference is for you, your season might not be a month. Your season might be a year. Your season might be 3 years. Your season might be 5 years. If that's where God has said you should be in it to the fullest and feel no pressure from people who are in different seasons from you, especially because you can't even know what season another person is in. Now, let's talk about what your focus should be. Your focus should be on fixing your eyes on things above and not below. The Bible in Colossians 3 verse 2 to 4 says, "Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." The importance of this scripture is just realizing that everything is vanity. Like everything is just, it's all for this place. It's all for this earth. We're not carrying it up with us. When time comes for us to leave this world and go and be with our Lord, none of this will matter. And this is why the scripture is telling us, set your mind on things above and not on things on the earth. The ultimate goal is Jesus Christ. That's the ultimate goal. Like that should always be the focus, is what treasures am I storing up above and not down here? Because here people can ruin them. People can steal from you. People can come and destroy you. People can talk down you. Like so much can happen from you building here. And if that's your focus, girl, I have some news for you. Proverbs 4 verse 25 says, "Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you." Stop focusing on the past. Stop looking sideways to see what other people are doing. Relieve yourself of pressure to do more and just focus on where you're going. The Lord has given you a purpose, and in Ecclesiastes we've read that there's a purpose for everything under the heaven. So you have a purpose. That's what you should focus on. Literally, that's all you should focus on. Another thing you should focus on is the fact that as long as you're doing your best, just wait. That's all that's left to do. Just wait. There's what we call seed, time, and harvest. You've probably heard about it. Apply your mind to it. Study it, use the knowledge to your advantage. You will go further. There's a seed time, meaning there's a time to get the seed and put it into the soil. There's a time where your life won't look glamorous. There's a time where you won't have the cars, you won't have the monies, you won't have the clothes, you won't have the phones. There's a time for that. There's a time where all you have to do is just plant. That's all. Or your job will just be planting. There's also a time season where you have to wait. You have to wait for the seed to germinate. You have to wait for the fruits to come. You have to wait. And in that time, all you can do is ensure the seed that you planted does not die. That means you watering it. You watering whatever it is that you're working on. There's a time season. There's also a season for harvest. Meaning now, all of these things that you're fighting to get will now be there. And you can enjoy them. I want to read Luke 8, 4 to 8. Just in analyzing this seed time harvest a bit more. The Bible reads, "And when a great multitude had gathered, and they had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, 'He who has ears to hear, let him hear.'" All of you have got ears to hear what the word has said. Your job is to ensure you are fertile ground, so that when the seed falls on you, you can yield crop 100-fold. Literally, that is your job. In the waiting season, in the time when things are not yet doing what you're supposed to be doing, in the time when life is not glamorous and you're not there yet, there's no need for you to try and pretend to be there. No one, literally, no one cares if you're not there. Trust me. Not a single soul cares if you're not there. All you have to do is work on yourself. Build yourself up. Ensure your fertile ground. Because when the Bible says, the question needs to be, are you good ground? Ultimately, that has to be the question. If you're not in a season where you're getting the fruits of your hard work, just ask yourself, am I good ground? And if you're not, and there's some rocks, let's get the rocks out. And if you're not, and there's some thorns, let's get the thorns out, because ultimately they'll choke whatever has to grow out of you. If you're on the wayside, like whatever it is, just work on yourself to be good ground. Because when the seed falls on good ground, it will yield crop. And not just crop, 100-fold. So work on yourself. Another scripture I want to bring to your attention is Genesis 8 verse 22. The Bible reads, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease." Literally, this is the Bible. As long as the earth stands, guys, seed time and harvest time will always be there. So you might be in your seed time, you might be in your harvest time. It's the design of the world, and there's nothing wrong with that. You don't need to pressure yourself to do more if you're in a seed time. You'll end up ruining what God is trying to build through you. Relax, calm down. You're okay. If anything, you're winning, because we know the crop will be 100-fold. Finally, your focus should be on what to do in seed season. I've kind of already spoken of this. What to do in your time season and your harvest season. This is what people famously call the wait. You've probably heard about it in relation to relationships, in relation to marriage, saying no wait, no wait, no wait. And I want to address this a little bit. Let's dive into the scripture on what the Lord says about waiting. In Psalms 27 verse 14, the Bible reads, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." The scriptures is speaking for itself, guys. Be of good courage while you wait. Do you know those people who are just like down regardless of what season they're in? Like they're just down because God has said wait. They don't want to be of good courage. But the expectation is, if you are good ground, You should be anticipating a hundredfold crop, so be excited for what's to come. Whilst you're waiting, don't feel pressured to do more, because all you have to do is literally wait for the time of harvest to come. And the scripture here is encouraging us to wait on the Lord, because it is God who gives, it is not man. In Isaiah 40 verse 31, the Bible says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." I really love this scripture. And I remember Maverick City should have a song to do with this scripture. I think, "They that wait on the Lord." I can't remember the title. But I remember when I used to go for work out of town, I would listen to that song repeatedly. I would recite the scripture repeatedly. And all of that was just to encourage myself to say, those who wait upon God, we shall renew our strength. Meaning, yes, there'll be times when you'll be down. Yes, there'll be times when you won't be feeling like you're it. But ultimately, if you're waiting upon the Lord, your strength shall be renewed. You shall walk and you shall not faint. You shall run and you shall not be weary. You shall mount up with wings like eagles. Ultimately, you will fly. That should be the focus. That's where your eyes need to be. Not on who's doing what. Not on how people are up to something and you're up to nothing. There's nothing wrong with being in your time and waiting season. God is doing something through you even during that season. So hold on to this scripture. Isaiah 40 verse 31. I absolutely love it. Now I live by it. When the seasons change, I even know. I know the songs to listen to. I know the scriptures to go to. I know the people to talk to. Because the season has changed. It's not always the same. It won't always be harvest season. So get to a point where you're geared enough to even detect when the Lord has changed your season. Because yes, today you could be in harvest, but tomorrow you could go back to another seed time, another time, and then harvest time coming. And the Bible has told us in Genesis 8 already that whilst the earth remains, these things will continue. So you might be in a harvest time in your career, but you might be in a seed time with relationships. You might be, like, it doesn't matter. You could even be in seed time across every area of your life, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I literally get, like, now, it's so crazy. When I was in that position of trying to, like, get this job that I wanted, I knew, like, for where I am now, I am in my seed season, and time has to pass for the harvest to come. So literally, I'll tune into the songs, I'll tune into the podcast. I know the worship jams, I know the scriptures. Where I see the season is flipping, I know, okay, automatically change. Start worshiping, start praying, start believing, you know, and just stand on the word of God, because whatever he says, we know it will come to pass. Finally, I want to address something. I'm preempting a podcast I'll probably do soon, but I'm just so excited about this scripture and this book of the Bible and what it is doing for me right now. Joel 2 verse 25 to 27. The scripture reads, "So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame." Girl, you will never be put to shame because you are God's person. This is just a season. And even if you feel like the swarming locust has eaten your years away, the crawling locust has crawled and consumed and chewed everything, and you feel like, God, or you're telling yourself while listening to this podcast, that you are for me, there's no recovering. I've lost so much time. I've lost so much years. Like, there's no comeback. Joel 2:25 has been my encouragement to say the Lord will restore even what I have lost. It doesn't matter if I've lost 5 years. It doesn't matter if I've lost 10 years. Restoration is my portion because I am God's child. I will not be put to shame. So with regards to the pressure to do more, this cycle of I need to be this, I need to be that, me, I'm not working on anything because that person is working on this, and then me, guys, you are God's people and your season is just different from other people. Stop pressuring yourself. Literally, half the time, it's not even pressure from your relatives. It's not even pressure from your parents, from other people. Yes, those people might play a role. Majority of the time, it's pressure from ourselves, just wanting to be more, just wanting to do more. And that is why you are stressed. Wait upon the Lord. Understand that there's seed time and harvest. Things don't happen by magic. Get rid of your unrealistic expectations. Be realistic. Tell yourself, for where I'm coming from, the home I'm from, the life I've lived, realistically speaking, is where I am good enough? And if there's room for improvement, great. But for most of you, you're doing amazing. Like, I can't even explain this. Like, you're doing so well, considering where you have been, considering what you have been through. But you continue to put pressure on yourself and you continue to stretch yourself and tell yourself, I'm not doing enough, I'm not doing enough. Girl, you're just killing yourself. You'll be fine. Just study the seasons and understand the seasons. I remember I was talking to a cousin of mine and she was telling me, but you don't show. Like when something bad is happening, you don't show. And my job is not to show. My job is to show that God is consistent regardless of what I am going through. And that's not to say I'll maintain a fake picture or a picture perfect type of life all the time. No. But if you're next to me, unless I absolutely, absolutely open up, there's no reason for me to make anyone around me feel like, oh my God, this season I'm in, oh my God, there's people for that, particular people for that. But God is faithful and consistent regardless of the season. And I absolutely stand on that. I've stood on that for years. Like I post this so much on my WhatsApp where I'll just say, but God. And you know, people even make fun of me. Like my colleagues at work even make fun of me, like, uko, kaposita, but God. And truly, that's what it is, because in that moment, and now I remember someone asking me, like, when you post but God, what do you mean? Like, has something good happened or has something bad happened? And I tell you, for every single day that I post that, it could be anything. It could be the worst, worst day of my life. It could be the worst month of my life. Or something absolutely amazing could have happened. And but God for me is a testimony. It's a testament that God is consistent. It doesn't matter. Whatever the season, but God. Whatever is happening, but God. And this is my encouragement to you. The pressure you have to do more, the stress you have, girl, if it's in a seed season that you're in, if it's in a harvest season you're in, just know I'm rooting for you. I'm cheering you on. You have support in me because God is consistent regardless. So I hope today's podcast has been of benefit to you. I hope you've learned a thing or two. This was something that has been burning in me. I could go on and on and on, but obviously I don't want to bore you. So I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Self-Propelled Flower is a Christian community that I have created to be a source of communication, conversation, and education for young women. I'm Tapiwa Simukwai. I'm a Christian. I'm a wife. I'm a mother, a lawyer, and an academic. I hope that this platform can be a source of wellness and development for young women. Thank you so much for joining us.